So I got to spend last week bathed in the Spirit as I listened to preacher after preacher offer lectures and sermons throughout the day. An extraordinary privilege and gift. But I have a hunch that there might be some folks in the pews this morning who think, really? 4 days filled with multiple sermons and lectures about God? You have to be kidding. There may be others thinking, dang, what's that going to mean for us this morning? Is she going to go on and on without end? And you know what I've been thinking? However do I prepare a sermon for this week? I am so full of gratitude and hope, I can't narrow it down to a brief snippet. I preach following on the heels of Evelyn publicly affirming her faith, inviting God in, and being baptized. I walk up here after Charlene has shared her story of faith. The bar is really high. Hearts are open. Whatever will I say or do? And then the aha comes. The painful, sometimes helpful, kick to the ego. This isn't about me and what I will do. It's about God and what God is doing. It's not up to me to create. It is up to me to pay attention and notice. Like if there are ants crawling around, you can't just let that go by. And what is God doing? Transforming, healing, reconciling, making things new. And how do I know what God is doing and how God does that? By paying attention to Jesus and those who follow him. And how does Jesus and those who follow him transform, heal, reconcile, make things new? Through the hands, feet, words, actions, spending, commitment of the church. And who is the church? Ragtag, diverse, broken people bound together and infused by the power of the Holy. And what does the church do? Break down barriers and boundaries to be love and in action in and for the most vulnerable people and places. Paul is our example of this morning. He sends a letter to an early community of Christians, and as he starts the letter, he tells a bit about himself. He owns up to his past persecution of Christians. Paul did some horrific stuff. But his human weakness does not prevent God from acting in and through him. That's the thing, isn't it? It's about who God is and what God does. God doesn't see the limits of Paul. God sees a divine creation through which the holy can be about the ministry of transforming, healing, reconciling, making things new. Over and over again, this is what God wants to do. God's not going to be stopped by human insecurity or privilege. God's going to continue to be holy hope and love loose in the world, inviting and encouraging people of all nations, tongues, and races to join in the holy way of border crossing, bridge building, peacemaking, generosity. And what does God do with Paul once Paul gets it and joins in? Beware, Evelyn, beware. God sends Paul away from all the followers to offer hope, grace, the love of God to those who don't already know it. Wait, Paul figures it out, joins in, and God's response is to nudge him out across borders into uncomfortable and unwelcome territory. Yup. Which is just what God is doing with, for, to the church today. claiming us and infusing us with the power of the holy, then kicking us out into the places and circumstances that don't know that love, that generosity, that peace, that hope. For Paul, that meant going away at once to Arabia. National borders didn't prevent him from bringing the hope and love of God to those who needed it. What does it mean for Main Street Church? Can we stop the noise of daily living, the fear of the headlines, the lure of consumerism? Can we tune into the Spirit, which is ready to knock us over and pick us up with the newness of life and purpose? God's not going to be stopped or limited by our resistance. God is underway. We get to join in. How cool is that? Scary, but very cool. And so I send you, after having you take out the litany, pay attention to that. Take it home. That's your homework to read through. This other part of the letter of Galatians, that where Paul talks about God's grace and love and the people that God needs to be the story and love and healing in the world. That's each of us and all of us. Beyond the bounds of this sanctuary, God's acting through us. Maybe listen. Maybe respond. Amen.